interesting schedule we have among the various korbanos to bring us korban katos. The Torah describes the din, says, "A nefesh achas tefta b'shgofa miyam horet ba'as ha'isora. Achas u'mitzvus Hashem, v'shalot yasem avi Hashem." The Gemara is invited on the pasuk ba'as ha'isora, but only when she does it, the nefesh. Nefesh achas tefta b'shgofa, first, nefesh means only when one person does an avera. So he said, "Loshen Yochid, the Shnayim Shosu are Pturim." This halach of Shnayim Shosu Pturim is a little unclear. The Gemara in the 13 quotes from Daf Tav Gimel and Shabbos, Daf Gimel and Aleph and Masechet Hashem. This is a little unclear. The Eighth Angel has in his Shuvah Ben Torah a topic regarding the nature of this drasha, whether this is a drasha that only applies to Hilchos Shabbos, the Shnayim Shosu is Pturim for Shabbos. Or applies the pasuk in Vayikra, is not the first pasuk in Shishi, is not speaking about Hilchos Shabbos, speaking about the din of Kidbo Stira in general. A yochid shechata b'shegeg and a brother shezana kareis, if he would have done the aver of the maze that he went in chayv kareis, and now that he does the aver of b'shegeg, he's chayv chatos. Rashi in several places says that yechayv chatos on a brother shezana kareis on Nisa. That our friend of Amasik on that Rashi, the Nisibis quotes that his father had a hasag against that Rashi. Can I get that in? There are some cases where you chayiv nisa b'mezid, but you're not chayiv chatos, like makor v'yimo, makor v'yimo, a few other cases like that. So the Sifra, the Rashi is the favorite, that in such a case you're not chayiv chatos, it's good to be able to show you. So the Rashi on the Gemara is shver losh, Rashi in a few places in Shas, right, like that. And the Sifra has in the back of the safe in the Kol Chaim, and he has ha'oris from his father on Masechet Priests. I think one of the first orders is this order on the Rashi. How come Rashi writes that Lashon there? Rashi in a few places has that Lashon. Hashem Rashi. So the din is on a Dovish has done a chorus. If the person was on the Abir of the Maid, would have been in fact chorus. If he does the Abir of the Shogi, he has to bring a problem. So it says, Ba'ato Yisu, Achas Velo Shtar. Lashtam Shastu is Potter. So didn't call up her Kula, or it's only a din in Hilchos Shabbos. Very unclear. What the din talk in Hilchos Shabbos? Lashtam Shastu Kturim, Potter Avalosta. I mean, there is also an Atayra. Or it's also the Rabban by Shnayim Shasu. So the Pnei Yeshua wants to say a Chiddush on that Gimel. The Shnayim Shasu Potter is only Potter of a Loster, but it's also not there. It's only a Ptur from Miso, it's a Ptur from Chato. But the Miso Dera is a good, good Dera Miso Dera. Okay, but then the Chatsi Shira is also not there. There are cases of Potter of a Loster, but the Chatsi Shira is also not there. Tzvihir Shkayis, Marat Kais has in his in the Sefer Kol Kisei Marat Kais, they have a collection of different essays and different shuvas by the Marat Kais, and he has one shuva where he proves that this Pnei Yeshua is Shver. He has a Befurisha Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says against the Pnei Yeshua. There isn't a Babli to anybody's knowledge one way or the other. The Yerushalmi is Befurisha that it's Mutam and Atara, so this pretty time is the Pnei Yeshua is very Shver. What's the Yerushalmi? Yerushalmi comments on the din of Avodas in the Kippurim, and you have the story of HaMishpaleach, so you have an Ishiti who takes the story of HaMishpaleach to the cliff, to the tzuk, and then he pushes over to the chiyos of the tzuk. And Babli also learns that from a pasuk, that what if the story of HaMishpaleach is a sick behemoth, and he can't walk so far. But so one walk, he can't walk for an hour and a half till the tzuk. So the Gemara learns that from a pasuk, that just like all the other Avodas of Yom Kippurim, all the other Avodas are karbonos of the Kodesh is Manakavua, Zecha Shabbat, Zecha Yantav, Zecha Yom Kippur, so this is also the it takes the Yeshiva is permitted to carry, it's necessary. He's permitted to carry the Yisrael HaMishpaleach to the Tzuk, in order to push it over the cliff, if it's not able to walk on its own. The Yishalmi is bothered with Akasha, so whenever you can avoid, whenever you have, let's say you have a Hesed Pekoach Nefesh, so whenever you can avoid violating an Issa for the purpose of Pekoach Nefesh, so you avoid it, once time go be Mechal Shabbos, and then you can ask the great to do the Melocha, and it'll be done just as efficiently, just as quickly as the Yisrael would do it. So then the Ramah says in Shulchan Aruch that you have to have a Nochri to the Melocha. So why not say the same over here? Why do you allow the Yishiti to carry the behemoth to the Tzuk if it can't walk on its own? Why not insist on having Shnayim Shasu? On the assumption that Shnayim Shasu is Mutam and Altera. Shnayim Shasu is also an Altera, and it's only Potur, so this is the Marat Chayis says, and the Yerushalmi would be mashma that that wasn't the kasha, that that itself also diminishes the Avera. To make it from a Shir Shalom to a Chatzis Shir, which is Asman HaTera anyway, that would also be את האחרי זה שיש בתחן על ים כיפור. מאחיל אמר את הפופס פופס מכשיר. I thought the shear doesn't matter. The answer is no, the fact that I thought the shear doesn't get an Einish, and the shear Shalom does get an Einish, I thought the Yom Kippur is Chayet Kores, and Chayet Chatos, and Chayet Malthus, but that itself is also a significant change. That's also called Mahil Mosa Akala Palsir. But the Yerushalmi's Roshan is presenting this kasha, why allow the Yishiki to carry the Yisrael Mishpalech 1.5 Shtam Shasu, then our Chayet claims from the Roshan, other Rachman pointed out also. Shulam Kutman pointed out, in this case, Yishuv Malthus. Others pointed out that from the Yerushalmi's Roshan is Mashma, that kasha was that it's Muta Lagamra. Shtam Shasu is Muta Lagamra, not just that it's Pata Lagamra. So this already a shayla. What muta legamer is a din only in Hilchos Shabbos? It's a chiddush already, quite a chiddush. Muta legamer is only a din in Hilchos Shabbos, or it's a din in all korbanos katos. And how did one know to say that this pasuk goes on Shabbos? How did they know to say it goes on Shabbos?
This was the Torah
of
the law, but maybe
you're
simply
chayv
on the
day
of
the Sefengu quotes that from one of the Zodi Achorim, I forgot which one, from Shalim or somebody, that the Din Hashem Shasu by Shabbos is Muta Menaterim because it lacks Melachas Mashal. So the kind of it's not the Mashma. So the more darshans look in the Pasuk Baal Soysa, what do you need Baal Soysa? Why not say based on Melachas Mashal? I mean, I need this Pasuk to tell me that it's a lack of Melachas Mashal.
Well,
that's
why the Yatsiyah is the Mashal. Not just that it's
what does that mean exactly? What does that mean? Yeah.
And
Yeah. The problem, we don't know exactly how to darshan to explain what the pasuk speaks about everything or this is pasuk. And again, to this pasuk, I thought maybe you can say the pshat is like this. Maybe the din of Basoysa, Yachid Shasa, Velo Shnayim Shasu, maybe it really is the din of Kolat HaRakula. And it means the following. The Gemara says in Masecha Shabbat, the Gemara says in the Purush, in the Sugi on that Tzadik Dalet, Shnayim Shasu by Shabbat is Kotur, is not the din that's limited after the Hilchos Shabbos. The Gemara has the first that it applies to Tumas Hesed. So you see that the Yeder HaDin of Shnayim Shasu is that whenever you need that a person should do the Maaseh, and you have two people doing it, it's Zeh Yachol to Zeh Yachol, so you can't attribute the Maaseh to me because maybe I can attribute it to the other person. You can't attribute it to the other person because maybe you can attribute it to me. So you can't really pinpoint who's doing the fooling. That's why the Gemara applies it to Tumas Hesed. The Gemara talks about a piece of forgot the whole Gemara. Gemara talks about a table with four legs on top of a beged. Whether the table could have been held up with three legs without the fourth leg. You can't really attribute the resting of the table on this leg. Maybe this is the extra leg. Maybe each leg is the extra leg. So the Gemara, that's not at all Hilchos Shabbos. So you see that the Gemara understands that the Din Hashem Shasu is a Din of Kolat HaRakula. It's a different color.
Okay.
Now remember, you have to look in the Gemara. It's a complicated case. You have to look in the Gemara again. So I thought perhaps the Gedra Adin is the following that Baal Soysa is Mechadesh, that with respect to Chiyav Chatos, you have to have a Maisa. The Din is that from Nisa, you don't have to have a lot of Shiyash by Maisa. Let's say, Amagadet as Hashem is 5 Nisa. He's not saying by Maisa. On the Kaval of the Imoy, it's Chayiv Nisig, no Tembo Mais. In order to be Chayiv Kores, you also don't need a Mais. Again, the God is Chayiv Kores, man. What else is Chayiv Kores, you know, Tembo Mais, man? There must be more cases, I don't remember. But the Chayiv Chatos is the thing you need after Mais. Milo, that's for sure. Pesach Milo is Chayiv Kores for not doing them. It's for omitting, for failing to do the mitzvah. Mamish ain't on mitzvah, but Amri ain't on mitzvah. Mamish are right, too. So with respect to Chiyuv Koriz and respect to Chiyuv Nisa, there exists no such din that you need Dafke, Yejma Maisa. With respect to Malkus, there is a din, Alab Shema Maisa in Loikim Ol, because it required that it should be done with a lot of Hasimo. So the only place it says in the Torah that Fala Vera gets Malkus is by Nasach and Shogu Dishoy. And more Darshan Smuchim in Chumash Dvorim, since the Pasuk Lasatsim Shabbadish is written right next to the Pasuk of Hoyam Din HaKos HaRosha, so we say, who is considered a Rosha that he warrants the punishment of Malkus, such a person who violates an Avera, which is similar to the Lav de Hatima, similar to the Lav Lasatsim Shabbadish. So just like Lasatsim Shabbadish is a Lav Sheeshba Maitre, so too, all other Avera Sheeshba Maitre get Malkus. Same Maitre doesn't get Malkus. And if it's in by Chakos, Vasoisa, in more Malkus, in the third paragraph of Rachim Psukim, by the rabbi have different drushes, but you learn out from Sukkim that you need a lav sheyesh bo mais in order to be chayiv chatos. Not in order to be chayiv koros. In order to be chayiv chatos. In order to be chayiv malchus, you need a lav sheyesh bo mais. And in order to be chayiv koros, in order to be chayiv nisa, there's no requirement for yesh bo mais. So maybe this is the getter apostate. Whenever you need a yesh bo mais, this group discusses in the Shulman Krisis, are these two dinam identical? Is in the lav sheyesh bo mais in loikim olodin? Is in lav sheyesh bo mais, there's no Chatos are very identical or not, so he quotes a Ramban and Mohammed and Sanhedrin, that they're not the same. And Dal Samachay, that they're not the same. With respect to Malkus is one type of a din, with respect to Chatos is a different din. It's not identical. But with respect to Chorus and Nisa Bechlau, there's no such din.
And even if it's discovered with one person,
they
carry
around
salt and so
forth. Yeah, no. So why Shnai say that Shnai Shastu is potter? Let's connect the Shnai. Oh, but the claims on Dav Gimel that all of those Gemara that speak of Shnai Shastu potter or means potter avolasim and atayla. But the reason he said their eyes are chilishan. Just a tour from Moinesh. But he said their eyes are living. Marzkai is tiny that it's not correct. That in Yishalmi is mashma b'feirish. That Marzkai is another tiny that it's mashma b'feirish. That it's mutim and atele. Ashtam shasur on Shabbos mutim and atele. It's not kamina for treating a patient. Achoyla yafri mechal Shabbos. If you have two people carry the key or carry the medication in the street, it's better than one. It would have been better anyway. As you point out, it would have been better anyway. If Ashtam shasur was part of from an Einesh, even if it would have been an Isra derais, it would still be still a lower risk, like a chotishir, but it's still been a lower level of nisa. But it's much lower. Marzkai said that it's much lower, that it's only the rabbanon, not even in nisa derais. So I thought that maybe the getter hadin over here is that I learned out from this pasuk vaseisa achas v'lo shtayim v'shtayim shasu, you can't pin the maisa on me. So it's considered like a lav, like an aver shame on maisa. So it's tak hadin and kol ha'kar kul ha'bin agir to chatos, because in order to be chayv chatos, the pasuk says by chatos, in order to be chayv chatos, we require that he should violate the Avera Aide Maisa. So if it's Shnayim Shasu, and I can shift the blame to him and he can shift the blame to me, so he can't really say that I did the Maisa, he can't really say that he did the Maisa, so we both walk off scot-free. With respect to Shabbos, not only do we say that it's a Ptur from Chatos, we even say it's Mutar L'Chatzila. Why? Because by Hilcha Shabbos there is a requirement that you cannot violate Melech HaShabbos B'Shevi Atas. You can never violate a melacha, neither a melacha derais nor a melacha derabban can be violated in Shevi Al Tas. If there is, you can violate the Shevi Al Tas. Sometimes I can have, let's say, somebody plays music for me, and I'm going to say, yes, good enough for you to play music for me, so I'm going to say that in that case I'm violating the Gzeira directly. It's not that it's a Mirali Akum on Mashmiya Kol, so it's a double derabban. It's not called the Shuz, the Shuz. It's a double derabban that the guy is playing music. Even if I would have played music, it would only be the Rabbanah. Now the guy playing music says, I'm here with the Akum, I'm the Rabbanah, says, the shoes. No. The Rabbanah quotes days from Achleikit. He quotes from Achleikit to say that it's not so. That the one for whom the music is being played violates the Isa of the Rabbanah, the Zer of the Rabbanah directly. Zer is any Sakim Kleishi, maybe I'll be Misakim. They're playing it for me, so I'll be Misakim. Let's say, I ask the guy to apply medicine. I mean, the Edwin Talmud, I ask the Nochri to apply medicine to my body. That's an Isra Rav Rafur. So would you say that's a double the Rabbanon already? But applying that is a mizurabbanon. Amir le'afim mizurabbanon. So the shul b'shul. So the din is that shul b'shul is malachim chayil as muta. The malachim tzar is muta. So why don't we allow amir le'afim to apply medication? So the Eglei Tzal writes that the cheshbon is wrong, that when I have medication applied to my body, that's my direct violation of the gzeira d'rabbanon of refuah. Shemi shachik tzamamarim. To violate a malacha, whether malacha d'raita, malacha d'rabbanon, you have to have it from the yaseh. But to violate the gzeira d'rabbanon, that depends on the nature of the gzeira. Whether they formulated the gzeira the nisuch of kum yaseh, or they formulated the gzeira the nisuch of v'shevi al tas. So this gzeira of refuah, or perhaps the gzeira of mashmir kol, and any other gzeira, also let's say shehiyah. You leave a pot of food on top of the fire before Shabbos without any kisui on the edge, without any grief of pina, without any blood. So that's forbidden with the rabbon. What's the Easter? You violated the Easter on Friday, that you put the food on the fire. You don't violate anything on Friday. What if I put it on a Friday, I'll bite it to leave it on, and then somebody sees that it's on and they remove it, they remove the pot. So it turns out that I didn't violate anything. The violation is on Shabbos. When on Shabbos my pot of food is sitting on the fire, I violate the Easter of Shehiyah. How can I violate the Easter of Shehiyah? I didn't do anything on Shabbos. So the answer is that's the nature of the Gzeirah. That Gzeirah of Shehiyah is always violated the Shehi Al-Tas. Even the Gzeirah of HaHazorah, the Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch, can be violated the Shehi Al-Tas. A rabbi published, a prominent rabbi from New York published recently an essay in a Torah journal. Obviously it's not such a prominent Torah journal if they printed such an erroneous essay. They printed an essay in a Torah journal that one is permitted to ask a nachri to take food from the refrigerator and reheat it on top of the fire, because that's a shluz, the shluz b'macha mitzvah, so it's mutter. Because we say, yein bisholach habishol, b'dover gush, even if I would take, to eat delicious warm food on Shabbos, you enjoy the onion Shabbos better if it's warm than if it's cold. But to take food from the refrigerator and to reheat it on Shabbos is only into the Rabban, because then you should have a dish. And there's the Nachri, to do any malacha to you on Shabbos is only the Rabban, but there's the Nachri to reheat food. There's a Shluz the Shluz. A Shluz the Shluz is also the Dibb, but the Machri, Mitzvah we pass in, and Mutzah is what they use in the Machabah. So they use in the Rishonim, we pass from the Hafa, the Shluz the Shluz, not Mitzvah is Mutzah. But that was the opinion of the Maharit. Shari Tshuva quotes in the name of the Tshuva's Maharit, that they ask an offer to reheat food on Shabbos in order that you should enjoy it, is mutter. The story is that the Mishnah Berurah points out, not a chumash in the Mishnah Berurah, points out that the Ramah and the Taz and the Magen Avraham and all the classical poskim say the same thing itself. So why is it awesome? So the Achranim explain why, because the Chazon Ish and others explain why, because the prohibition of HaChazorah is a Gzeirah de Rabbanon, it's not a Malacham de Rabbanon, so it can even be violated the Shevi Al-Tas. When my food is reheated on Shabbos without me lifting a finger, let's say I leave my food on the fire, and let's say it's an electrical stove, it's not a gas stove, it's an electric stove, and the electric stove is on a Shabbos clock, so the element goes off in the middle of Shabbos, then it goes back on hours later. When the element goes on by itself, with the Shabbos clock, that's my direct violation of HaChazorah. Even though I didn't lift a finger at all, I violate HaChazorah. Why? Because HaChazorah can be violated. HaChazorah is a gzeirah, it's not a malachim d'rabbanan. So Gzeirah Shem Yechad to be Yechad. So Gzeirah, you can start to violate. I feel the Shevi Al Tas, depending on the nature of the Gzeirah. Tomorrow has an Erev in Daf Kuf, if somebody climbed up on a tree on Friday, and he's sitting there on the tree on Shabbos. So sitting on the tree is a violation of Eim Oilim Be'ilah. What kind of Eim Oilim Be'ilah? Oilim? He's not climbing up on a tree. The answer is no. To lean on a tree or to be on a tree on Shabbos is a violation of Shevi Al Tas also. Because it's Gzeirah, it's not a Malachah. If a fellow climbs on a tree or leans on a tree on Shabbos, is an Issa Derabbanon. What's the Issa? It's considered Kotzer in the Derabbanon. It didn't do Kotzer. It's a Gzeirah Shema Yikzer. In Allah, the Mishtamish, the Mechubah, Gzeirah Shema Yachtav Mora. Maybe he'll break water bits. It's a Gzeirah. So the Gzeirah can even, this Gzeirah can easily violate the Shevi Al-Tas. And sometimes Gzeirahs are only violated the Kul Yaseh. Another Gzeirah can easily violate the Shevi Al-Tas. That's why the Shaila the Moshe, are you permitted to set up an alarm clock in Gol Yom on Friday, and having a long go off on Shabbos morning to wake you up from minyan? So what's here in the third day mutter? How can it be worse than setting a Shabbos clock to turn the lights on? The answer is no. Turning the lights on is a malacha. Worse, turning the lights on is a malacha. So because it's a malacha, the araisa, or malacha, the rabbanon, because it's a malacha can only be violated the kumli yaseh. So on Shabbos, I'm just sleeping there. I'm not doing anything. The light goes on by itself. I didn't lift a finger. So then you can't say that I'm violating the nisa malacha. Let's say I set up net to catch fish. They set up the net on Friday, the fish get caught on Shabbos, so the animals get trapped in the net on Shabbos. So that's not a Nisr, that can't be a Nisr. Whatever I set up in Bog Yom, on Shabbos is Mamish B'Shevi Al Tassus. So Seder is a Malacha. The Malacha Seder can all, like all Malachas, can only be violated if we say. Hashem Kim Hachazara, he understands because it's only a Zera, it's not a Malacha. So it's possible to discuss that one should violate Hachazara B'Shevi Al Tassus. So the Maharit holds not so. Maharit holds that you only violate Hachazara B'Kumbi Al Tassus. If you put the pot back on top of the frachet, yes, enough to put it back on, that's a shvud, the shvud, the macha mitzvah, in order to enjoy the meal better, that it should be warm food, that would be mutter. But the Shulchan Aruch pasuk is not so. The Ramah, the Taz, the Magen Avraham, all of them are not so. That the Yisrael of Hachazorah can be violated after you do the shevi on top. So I thought that perhaps this is the Geder Hadin. There is a halacha ba'asoy sa'achat u'lo shtayim et b'din kol ha'tara kulo, but in yet the chiyah chato. Not that it gets the Chiyuv Koros, but it gets the Chiyuv Chato. But in Issa Deraisa, there would be, and call it Tarkulov. If you have Shnayim Shasu by any other Aveira, it would constitute an Issa Deraisa, but it wouldn't be five Chatos, because in order to be five Chatos, you have to have Zafki Yeshbo Maisis. If it's an Aveira Shem on Maisis, they're not five Chatos. And whatever Shnayim Shasu, that's the Geder Adin, the Baal Soita, Achaz Vulo Ishtam, that it's not called my Asiya. I can shift it to him. And he can shift it to me, so to speak. It's not that he has to tie my case to when he comes to the Beit HaMikdash, to the Quran, and he says, I'm not going to bring a Korban Chatos because that's not the tie. But that's what our Lord says, that whenever it's Naim Shasu, he can't pin the pool on me, nor can you pin the pool on him. So it's considered as if it's I didn't do it. As if I didn't do it. And this passage that in Kol HaTar and Kula is only a Psuach HaMachatos, when it comes to Ilha Shabbos, makes it that it's Mutal HaHamtiga, because by Shabbos, there's a special din that if you don't do the malacha b'kumbi yaseh, it's not to be defined as a malacha. You can never violate a malacha b'shei
d'yam.
Is
that
the
can link the
That's what I'm suggesting. Maybe it's called a lav shein mo ma'aseh that you're not chayv chatos on. That's the getter adin ba. So you say achas v'lo shtayim v'shnayim shasu is called a lav shein mo ma'aseh. Because he can't pin the mice on me, because I can say, one can argue the case and say that he would have been able to do it without me. Nor can you pin it on him, because I could have done it without him. But neither can really be held, neither person can really be labeled as the Baal HaMaisa over here. Because the mice could have been done without my assistance. So the Hilchah Shabbat is that the Sheva Al Tassus is also Mutal Lagamra. And a Shah Chayvi Kris is even a Lav Shem Ma'isa is also. You can have Koris by Shari Sur. The only thing is you can't have Chatos, you have to be Chayv Chatos, a Pesach Na'amilo, you're not Chayv Chatos, because of Shevi Al Tas. After Abdav Kutum Yaseh. Maybe that's the Geder Adin Ovin.
What about the
principle
of
Malach is the Rabbanan also has to be a Malach the Rabbanan is Cain, Malach the Rais the Tikkun. Called the Tikkun Rabbanan, Cain the Rais the Tikkun. But Xer the Rabbanan is not Cain and Malach the Rabbanan. You can't say, let's say, Anissa the Rabbanan is on the Shabbos, is Cain the Rais of Achilas Chayla Vadam. It's unrelated. So a Malach the Rabbanan should be instituted Cain the Rais the Tikkun, Cain the Rais and Malach the Rais. The talk of Malach the Rabbanan have to be before the Yasin. But a Xer the Rabbanan does not have to be before the Yasin. Some Xer is. It all depends how they formulate it. Some zeros will be kumbi yaseh, some zeros will be shevi al pasuk. The other pasuk. Right. By Shabbos, there's a klal. If you do it gli ma'aseh, so it's mutar lagamrei. In Kol HaTar Kula, if you do a lav shein ma'aseh, it's just that there's no malchus and there's no korban, but there will be koreis, if there is koreis, or there will be an aveira, or there will be nisa, if it warrants nisa. It's just lav shein ma'aseh in Kol HaTar Kula just takes off the chatos and takes off the malchus. And by Shabbos, it takes off the isa.
Isn't there
an
explanation that you go to the Shabbat
also? Agzer deraisa? There are Xeris deraisa. Yeah, Rabbi Yosef Engel has a whole essay in the Sefer Asim deraisa, a whole collection of Isurim in the Chumash that are Hachokas and Siogim for other Isurim. One of them we mentioned was Bahira Bahimasa. That the Raman, the first daf in Sochem, points that, and Rabbi Yosef Engel points that that's the way the Pasuk seems to read. The Pashim Shana Pashim, the Bar Yerua, the Gzeira Deraisa, Shem Yavol Yachvah. Since the Achila of Chometz is so Chomer that it has an Isakores, and even Achila Vadam have an Isakores and there's no Bar Yerua by Mata, that's because the daily in Shemineh, people don't eat Achila Vadam all year long. The Chometz all year long we do eat. So since Loi B'deli in Shemineh, people are not moved on into Achila Chometz, but you have to have both of us, because like that person becomes a Nazir. So all of his life he was drinking wine and eating grapes, and now he accepted to be a Nazir just for a month. They don't say there's an Issa Deraisa Bar Yerua Bar Yemotzeh, that he's not allowed to have any wine or any grapes around the house. There is no such thing. Why? Because this Achoka Deraisa is only when you have these two considerations, Loi B'deli in Shemineh, number one, and number two, that it has an Issa Koret. So by Nazir, even though you have Loi B'deli in Shemineh, but there's no Koret. Chedol Adam, it is the daily in Shemineh, because people all year long don't eat Chedol Adam. So when you have the combination of both factors together, then there's a din of Bar Yerua Bar Yemotzeh. Shaila, what about Yom Kippur? There should be a Nisa Bar Yerua Bar Yemotzeh on Yom Kippur, because it's a Nisa Koros to eat food, and it's like the daily in Shemineh. All year long people eat food. Shaila, that's a shaila. The first can discuss, maybe it should be a Nisa to touch Chomin. Maybe it should be a Nisa to touch food on Yom Kippur. Agzer Hashem Ayot. That's a kasha. Yom Kippur there should be an Issa. So he has a whole list of cases that are hachokas deraisa. It could be that some of them are b'shevi alpas. Depends. So just like on the level of deraisa, some are b'shevi alpas and some are b'kum yaseh. But by gzeirus derabbanan on Shabbos also, some were formulated in the nusach of kum yaseh, some were formulated in the nusach of shevi alpas. The other part you can write, the other part is me'achas me'heino, the beginning of Hamishi, the beginning of all of Dinim of Korbanos Chatos, that only applies to Hilchos Shabbos. It doesn't apply at all to any of the other Dini Hatorah. Also, Me'achas Me'heino, the Gemara derives various drushes from this pasuk, and one of the drushes is Heino Ovis and Me'heino Teilovis. They have a special pasuk that they are told us for Shabbos. There is a comment that the Shikim Kubetzis has on the first daf of Baba Kama, and he quotes the Mahari Katz, one of the Rishon that we saw Katz, he's bound with a kasha. Why in the world do we need a pasuk that they are told us for Shabbos? We have a din of Arba Ovis Nezikin, Yud Gimel Ovis Nezikin, Chav Salah Ovis Nezikin. So you don't need a pasuk to tell you to tell the same Kayetzman. The Gemara comes to the conclusion in the first reading of Baba Kama told the same Kayetzman. That if somebody's Mazik, they told it. Obviously, the Kinnim HaFash and Yichmur HaShgad and Ovla Vlok Nezikin is a told of the age. It's also Chayv, the same as Eish is Chayv. You don't need a pasuk to say told the same Kayetzman. The Manish Tana Shabbos, what do you need a pasuk? It's a din of Kola Tarakula, told the same Kayetzman. What's the din of Tolda? A din that's similar to the same idea as the pasuk, even though it's not exactly the same instance as the pasuk, because Huat Danami has the same din as the same halacha as the pasuk. That's a mamasino, that's a din yinah. Whenever you have a din in a chumash, written in one instance, you have the right to assume that it applies in all other cases that are similar. As for example, the din that you need out to sheet among them, you have to have kederach kedilos when you make a mishkan. The Gemara says that bad din out to sheet and omdim. Omdim means kederach kedilos, and you have to make the crush into the mishkan standing upright. Same way they grew from the ground, you shouldn't have it sideways, you shouldn't have it upside down. That they have to have it the same way it grew from the ground. It's not a din that's limited after to mishkan. It applies even to lulav and to the esrig and maybe even to other mitzvahs. The Chaim discussed why shouldn't it apply to other mitzvahs as well. The universal din, that's a din, that's a tolda. The original din only says by the mishkan, and there's a din of a tolda. Any other din in that same area of halacha, and he said, Heter, you extend the halacha to all other cases. So why do you need a pasuk by Shabbos to say me'achas me'heim? That's the kasha that the Shikim Kubetzis quotes in the first half of Baba Kama from the Mahari Kama. So he gives an interesting parrot. He says that all the Yisurim of Shabbos are based on what was done in the Mishkan. Whatever was done in the Mishkan is an Av. Whatever wasn't done in the Mishkan is not called an Av. And even when you violate a Tolda, it has to be done in the Mishkan. It has to be Malachas Machshevet, if it's done Kalach Hayaz, or if it's done the Misasik, Shalod and Miskabudash and Miskabud and so on. Whenever it's a lack of Malachas Machshevet, it's not done the same way it was done in the Mishkan. Or if it's done the metal tail, or the Gemara says in Hamtayim Mizvachim, if it's done Patishir, Patishir by Ha'itzoah, the lack of Malach of Mashevet. Whenever it's not done the same way it was done in the Mishkan, so it's not labeled as a Malach at all. So the Shikim Kubetz says one would have thought that Tolus just went out of the Mishkan. One would have thought that Tolus has to be Mutar on Shabbos, because all the Dinam of Shabbos have to be whatever was in the Mishkan. So that's the Pasuk, Tamash Malan, Mei Heino, Heino Ovis, Heino Tolado is. But there is a din of Tolodos. And that's Taka Shaila. If you have the pasuk that there is a din of Tolodos, what is the Geder HaDin? Is the Geder HaDin that in order to be Osir on Shabbos, it doesn't have to be in the Mishkan, it just has to be similar to something that was in the Mishkan? it doesn't have to be in the Mishkan at all. Or maybe, no, maybe the din is that it does have to be in the Mishkan. And the Toldos are considered as if they were in the Mishkan because they were represented by the fact that the Av was in the Mishkan. Sounds like an ethereal, an abstract chakira. Blade Malin has this on his first year on Baba Kama, and it's based on Shas. So he raises the shayla. What's the Gerav then? If you have the Shidin Kublet, he says, if you have the Pasik, you say, you didn't know the Tavlis are not in the Mishkan, still it's also. So what's the Gerav then? That you don't need that it should be in Mishkan in order to be considered a Malacha. I told there's also also been a Terebot. But it has to be Dumi the Mishkan. It has to be a Malachas Masheves, and a Shir Sholem, and a, not a Mekalkil, and a Sakin, and so on. Or maybe no, maybe only what was in the Mishkan is also. And the only reason why Tavlis are also is because it's considerably good they were in the Mishkan. They were represented vicariously, I guess you say, by the fact that the Yav was in the Mishnah. What's an Afkamina? There's no difference. There's a wild Chiddush that the Maharsham had in his Tribute where he claimed that turning on electric lights on Shabbos is Mutaman at the going into the Rabbanon. Why? Ait Mamash Avor. So he says that the Rambam writes that if you heat metal till it glows, till incandescent, that it's a Meloha Deraisa Bishnah. Well, the Raisa Havora, the Rambam has it in two places. It's called Bishla and Havora. The Raisa is tapped on the Rambam writes in one place Bishla, one place Havora. The spirit. The Rambam means to say that it's both. You should put it both together. Say in one place that it's both Bishla and Havora. One place the Raisa is Bishla, one place Havora. It's not Tash on the Rambam. So the Maharsham claims when you turn on electric bulbs on Shabbos, this is Bisman HaMigda, Bisman HaMishkan. They didn't have the ability to use electric current. As soon as electricity was around, but the people didn't have the ability to use the electric current. They had the ability to take metal and to burn it in a fire. But that would be a toll, that would be a malacha deraisa. But they didn't have the ability to use electric energy. So you can't even say that it was represented by the fact that they made fires in the Mishkan, because since it wasn't even represented at all, so it can't be a toll in the turning out electric lights can only be the rabban. That was the svar of the Masham. Masham is known as one of the great Nikilim of all generations. Dr. Tshuva writes in his commentary on Yerideya that you have to be very careful with the Masham, because a lot of times he goes way overboard with his food. Way. And Hokus Mikros, he writes like that. You shouldn't, because Mikros is written by the son of the Dr. Tshuva, by the Minchas Aluzah. Minchas Aluzah is also the Munkach, that is the son of the original Munkach, the one who wrote the Dr. Tshuva. So he writes, as my father wrote many places in the Sefer Dr. Tshuva and the Hagadah to the Dr. Tshuva, you have to be very careful with the Masham because he has wild kudos. So this kudos also was one of his wild kudos. Rav Chaim Eisler held that he was 100% wrong. In fact, it's interesting in the Sefer Chelkas Yaakov by Rav Reich, he has a Tshuva Sefer. So he has in the first Chelkas of the Sefer a Tshuva where he wants to permit turning on electric lights on Yom Tov. So part of the Smith, the Hakel, to turn on electric lights on Yom Tov is this Masham, that turning on lights on Shabbos could be that it's only the Rabbanon anyway. But he wanted to get some Haskamas to his Sefer before he printed it, so he sent the galleys of the Sefer to different early Rabbanon. So he sent the Rabbi Zalman Melchizedek that he should give a Haskama off. But he didn't like this Tshuva. Because the Galatiana style is in Gansan a different style. Not the style of learning that we used in the what we call the Litishi Yeshiva. It's in Gansan a different style. But Islam didn't want to insult him. So he wrote him a letter that years ago I used to be a Rav in Europe, and I had a Paschal Shabbos. And at that time, Shabbos and Tshuvas was my field. At that time, I would have given you Haskalah. But he writes, now I'm Rosh Hashiva. He left the Rabbanis. Now he was the Rav in the Slut. He had the Slut for Yeshiva. Now he left the Rabbanis, and he's only in the Yeshiva now as well. And he writes that now I'm a Rosh Hashiva and it's not my field anymore, so I can't give a Haskam. It's a different area. You can't give a Haskam on a Shabbos Tshuva state. It's a humorous statement. I can't give a Haskam. He forgot all the learning how to pass me. He didn't like to say who that's why. But he writes in his letter to him, but you should know one thing, that when you wrote in the Tshuva, that you should be in the Tzarka Masham, it says that turning on lights on Shabbos is only the Rabban, and maybe that's a Mokhm Bahopo to turn on lights on Yom Tov. You should know that Rav Chaim Eisler said that that's wrong. He held the Masham is 100% wrong. Allah is like Rav Chaim Eisler, that turning on lights on Shabbos is an Issa Derayis. But the Chalkos Yaakov printed Rav Zalman's letter along with all the other Haskamas. There's a page full of Haskamas. He has his letter there as also Haskamas. He wrote, he's not going to give a Haskamas. He didn't want to give Haskamas, didn't like the Sefer, obviously. It's a different stuff. So he put that together with all the others. The letter that attacks his letter that says, I'm not going to give a Haskamas, and he attacks what he writes in the Tshuva, so that's also included in the Haskamas. the rabbi in the Midwest who hung up smicha on the wall of the study, and the people didn't know what it said. And then another rabbi once visited, there was a letter sent to him in Hebrew by the Menahel of Yeshiva that they kicked him out of the school. The rabbi didn't know what it said. He didn't know how to read Hebrew, says it without that. So he hung it up. They thought that was a smicha. That's over here also. That's one among the, all the letters of
the question
from
comes out in
Shari's
during the mindset.
Right. I thought that in Shari Surah in the Pasuk, Ba'aseisa only relieves you from Chatos, but it would be an Issa Deraisa. But by Shabbos, if it relieves you from Chatos because it's called Ein Bo Ma'aseh, that by definition it can't be called a Malacha. Malacha has to be, Kum Yaseh, there's no Malacha B'Shev Yaltas. That's a cloud that the Gemara seems to develop, and Rashi and other Rishayim, my friend, a lot of friends have that cloud. It's not also the Rabbanan either. A Malacha B'Shev Altas is Mutar even the Rabbanan.
No,
Shnaim Shastu. Oh, Shnaim Shastu. They wanted to ask him, is the Rabbanan?
He didn't
there. I don't know. That's a good shayla. But Shnaim Shastu is also the Rabbanan times there. Or the Rabbanan, they labeled it as a mice and they called it the Rizim Malacha. I don't know. That's a serious shayla. That could chap a lot of enough community to dinner. But Shnaim Shastu is also the Rabbanan times there. Or the Malacha and the Rabbanan. Shvi'is, the Gemara has a special pasuk to say. Either Yakusa to teach you that told us our Muslim out there. But if not for that special pasuk, I would have thought that told us our Russian out there. In the beginning of the parsha, in the beginning of Parsha's vehicle, we have the din of smicha by Korbanos. The Pasuk starts with Bnei Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael, but the din of the Gemara Darshan, what that women can't drink for bonus. The Gemara says no, that the din of smicha only applies to Bnei Yisrael something and Bnei Yisrael something. Because Bnei Yisrael the Soma doesn't really say like that. The Zara Bnei Yisrael is written in Pasuk base, and then the Soma is the beginning of Pasuk Zara. That's how the Gemara Darshan, Bnei Yisrael, Soma, Bnei Yisrael, that women don't do smicha. What if the woman wants to volunteer to do smicha? The Gemara says in Chagiga that it's forbidden because in order to do smicha, you have to do smicha b'chol koichoi to shtei yodav on the korban. There's a targum yonis in Ezeel on this passage. It says the samach is yodav, the samach yodav, it also says the lashon yochis yodav. The targum yonis says which hand? You have to do smicha with one hand or the other, so you can do the smicha with the right hand. And then Haskinah writes in one place that the targum yonis is an error, that it's against the Gemara, it's against the Mishnah. The Mishnah says in the Hurush, you have to do smicha b'shtei yodav. It represents the mother sheep is at the hand, but whatever it is, it's against the law. We don't pass on that time. So the Gemara says in Chagiga that since the smicha has to be done, the shtei adayim and the whole kach, you have to lean on the korban. So it's considered really a way of the kachim. The pasuk says, "Lasava the b'chol sherech, v'lasava the b'chol tzenech." There's an easy gizel avoid, and not only by b'chol, b'chol is kachim kalim, by your korban. The Gemara derives the mamam tzim, just like b'chol is kodesh and has an easy gizel avoid. So to all kachim kachim, and all kachim kam, have an ease of giz of avodah. The one who's forbidden to do avodah the kachim. When you're doing smicha because you're mechuyif to, then it's a mitzvah. When you do smicha, when you're not mechuyif to, if a woman will do smicha, it will certainly be also the Gemara says. But what's the machlevich atanayim in Rosh Hashanah and another, the end of Erev and another place, is whether the nice is throw some because we shoot, or it's an Easter? The Gemara says the version of Chagiga that is forbidden. The Gemara says in Chagiga, no, the machlevich atanayim is, do we allow them to make an imitation smicha? What's an imitation smicha? To put their hands on top of the korban without leaning on the korban. A kufi yidaifu, the Gemara says. The Kohanim would tell the women, following the opinion of that time, that the Nezim throw some for Shushut, that it's permissible for the women to do smicha on the korbanim. They weren't permitted to do the smicha by holding their hands on top of the korbanim without leaning on the korban. Not to lean on the korban, otherwise it would be a violation of avodah the kodesh. So the Gemara says, even the Tana who allows it only allows it by a kufi yidaifu. A kufi means to float. Kofa Tzahom, Shaila what Kofa means. But one shot in Kofa is floating. Kofa means to float. Kofa Parzlara. By Yosef Abarzom Tagamina, the Kofa Parzlara. And the Barzal floated to the top by Elisha. So Akufi Yidarcha means to float, to have your hands float on top of the head of the Kofa. And still there's a Machlekes Tatanai, whether that's forbidden or that's permissible. Why should it be a Machlekes? Why should it be a machlekes? The person writes in Rosh Hashanah that one Tana holds that it's forbidden because it's a gzeira, maybe they'll do it b'chol koicha. Maybe they'll do the smicha b'shtei adam, they may violate the smicha b'shtei adam. In other words, it may be b'ol yedei aveiros. So you see from this Gemara that whenever a person wants to do an imitation mitzvah, you have to judge, you have to weigh and measure and judge seriously whether there's a hashash shami over the avera or not. That's what Rav Kook has in his essay on Hakel. Next year, for this year Shmitas, the next year on Kalam Atzud is called Hakel. But the Shaila is Hakel was done in the Beis Hamikdash. Are you permitted to have a Zecher of Hakel? The Yeshiva University will decide that next year Kalam Atzud is, we'll have a big convocation, we'll have everybody come, we'll have a Baron Salvechik, we'll lay in Kriyas HaTorah, like the Melech used to lay in Kriyas HaTorah. Have somebody, some Rebbe in Yeshiva, etc., whoever. Somebody will lay in Kriyas HaTorah, that they used to lay in for Hakel in the Beis Hamikdash. Is it permissible to make a Zecher LaHakel or not? So some said that you're not allowed to make imitation mitzvahs because who knows, and maybe both of them are there. So Rav Kook published an essay about this years ago, in which he writes that there are different Gemaras. He quotes, sometimes the Gemara says you are permitted to make an imitation mitzvah, and sometimes the Gemara says you're not allowed. The Gemara says, let's say on Sukkot, if you don't have a Kosher Esrog, so the Gemara says you're not permitted to take a Porish or a Rimon to take a different min. But you want to have Kidei Shalot Yishtak of Peri Zalamin. One people should remember that such a mitzvah exists, so that next year when there will be the availability of getting a Kosher Esrog, they should know they have to get Zalamin. The Gemara says, no, Dilma Nofik Bnei Churva, we're afraid that next year they may do the same as this year, they'll take a Parish or a Rimon. So whenever you're afraid Dilma Nofik Bnei Churva, so you don't make an imitation, whenever you're not afraid, so you aren't permitted to make an imitation. Kook writes in his essay on Hakel, we see in Eretz Yisrael, near the Kaislam Aravi, on Talamay Tzukis, the Rebbe's and the Yeshiva Tama children used to bring their children from Me'er Shor, used to bring the children all the time to the Kaislam of Talamay Tzukis following Shnat HaShmitah. And he used to learn from the Chumash, to have all the children laying together, Zechel HaHakel, so you see that there's nothing wrong. So you think that nothing ever went wrong, nothing ever happened. It was instituted by Tzadikim, by very righteous Malamdim that they had in the Yeshiva of Canada. And none of the Rabbanim and Eretz Yisrael ever said there was anything wrong. All the great Tzadikim that they had never had any kindness against. So he says, you see that there's nothing wrong. If it won't be bought at Eimich, so there's nothing wrong. That's the Shari. You have to judge in each case was the... was the practice instituted by Hilchos Tzaddikim, and did they consider the possibility of being bothered in Yitzchak or not? So the practice, Rashi quotes this trail on them. Bavaritim here in Al-Horos HaTayba says in Kriyashma that Hashem will send us into Golis, and then it says, it's something that Roy Elovacham that we should keep through the mitzvah satere even when we're in Govus. We should like tefillin and we should fulfill the mitzvah mezuzah. But it sounds, Rashi seems to learn the simple pshat in the Sufrei, seems to be that all the mitzvahs that we fulfill in Kukkot are only practice. So it's still, it's a practice they're right, but it's a little different. The Torah requires of us. The Rasech Mechom Rashi said, the Torah says exclusively that all these rules are binding all over the world. Today the Torah says we have to do it. It's not that we are deciding to make an imitation of it. But here, whenever we make an imitation mitzvah, the Gemara says you have to be careful to see to it that it won't be bothered in Mikshon. The Ravid in his year on the Torah Tanim is very strange. The Ravid says, what's the Machlegis HaTanayim where the Bnei Yisrael Samchas Rishus are not? So he says, because whenever you do a smicha b'chol koicha yivarei in Yisrael HaVavoy to the Kachim, and the women are not mukhid to do the smicha, so maybe the only time it's like a tchina v'eshez echa l'eshez, maybe the only time the essay of smicha is echa v'eshez, Avodah B'Kachim is only when you're mechuyev to do the yesir. But what if the yesir is only a reshus, like a woman? A woman is not mechuyev to do the smicha, but it's optional. So when you say by the woman that it's better to eat them, Avodah B'Kachim. So the Rabbi says that's exactly the machlokes HaTanoim. Whether Esther Dechal Esther applies by a mitzvah to reshus. Let's say a woman will want to wear tzitzit. A woman rabbi wants to wear a talis, and she's officiating. So can she wear tzitzis, and she's a rabbina chasidatskia on top of the tzitzis. So let's say she wants to wear her tzitzis with tchelis, and she happens to have a beggar that's tished on her. So if she's going to have her tchelis, tchelis has to be, the string, the tzitzis tchelis has to be thinner, and if the beggar is tished on, so it's going to constitute kalayim. So kalayim is most of the mark of mitzvah because of the Gemara says. But the shot is, what about for a woman is not mechuyev in the first place? She can wear the four-cornered beggar shall tished on without putting on any kutei tzitzis at all. So would you say, if the essay is only an essay, shall we shoot? So the writer says, that's the machleg of satanayim over here. That's what the writer writes in his Dion Teresan. That's the machleg of satanayim. This writer is very short. Mamish connected the Gemara. The Gemara says in Chagiga black and white. But even the Talmud says in Noshim some such Rishus only says that they do it be'akufa yidarchu. The Quranim told them, float your hands on top of the Behem and don't lean on the Behem, otherwise they'll violate the Easter of Abayda B'Kosh Masavim B'Chol Shereh. And the whole Machlekes HaTanaim only is that they committed to do an imitation mitzvah, fake mitzvah, not to do the actual mitzvah. That mitzvah certainly we wouldn't allow, perhaps because Etzah Dechelot says they only applied when we to do the Etzah. But with the writer writes, it's very sure. Mamish against the Gemara. The Pasuk says that you should shech the korban oil of Pesach oil moed. The Gemara in the first half in Erevin, as well as many other places, several other places comment, does not show oil moed pasuach. Oil moed, the gates have to be open. The Gemara says, shlomim sheshachtam, kodem sikha zafta hechol, suv, shech the korban shlomim, before the gates of the hechol were open, so the korban shlomim will be possible to the Erevin. Pesach, and that first half in Erevin, as well as in Zvachim, and several other places, Pesach writes all over, that the Gemara's drasha and the Korban Shlomim is loved after Shlomim. It says by the Shlomim also, you should shech the Lufnei or my Pesach or Mon. But it says it by Erda, it says it by Chata, it says it by Pesach, it says it by every Korban you have to shech the Pesach or Mon. It says loved after Shlomim, who are the Nami all the Korban. Rashi says in one place that it's only Shlomim. Ramam also quotes the Gemara, Shlomim. He doesn't quote any other case. And this Fasem is either that Yom Tov has Kashrus and Mishnah. Amasechus Tamin, he has Kashrus Tamin, state the Ferish in the Mishnayis, even a Korban Oilov, Oilov are Tamin, and Mishnayis Tamin, it says they had to open up the Pesach or Moed Kuris, and then they shed the Korban Tamin. So the Sassem is right, on the first half in Erevin, that the Hadchile, Havadah says, by your Korban is Pesach or Moed. But by Kochim, there's a cloud, you have to have Shina Levakos of Liyakev, in order to say that something passes to the Evin, you have to have that Shina repeated. So the Gemara assumes that it's only repeated by Shlomim. By the other Karbonos, the requirement of Pesach HaMoed is only the requirement of Hatzchila. By Shlomim, it will pass so even by the Yevon. What's considered Pesach HaMoed is not Shal HaMoed Pasuach. For an oil moed, there were real gates that would lock the entranceway. They had a key. They had to open up the gates. What if the gates are open, but there's a curtain there that's blocking the entranceway? Is that considered oil moed Pasuach or oil moed Pasuach? And the Gemara in the second pair comes off and writes in the foot that that's called the Almoyd Pasua. If the gates are open, even though the church is closed, that's considered Pasua. The one Hungarian rabbi published an essay about 35 years ago in Tarde, I think in Hamor, that in many shuls they have a practice that they leave the gates of the Yom Kodesh open and they just have the parochas closed. And when you open up the parochas, everybody stands. When the parochas is closed, everybody sits. And this rabbi wrote, terrible, terrible practice. You see from the Gemara, when the gates are open and the cloth curtain is closed, it's considered open. Gevalt Yeshua, and everybody has to stand and not let it sit. All the people in the shul are violating the din that they're sitting when they... the water on earth. But this is really an old shaila. He says offhand he would think that Nisach HaMayim is a carbon habavis in the Atma, but he says you look in the Rambam when he describes Nisach HaMayim, he never says that you have to salt the water. So it would appear that you don't have to salt the water. He says, okay, so you don't salt the water. That's the whole
thing. Adequate salt.
Well, they didn't take it from the animal. What is the Suffolk of the Nishaskina? So Lafari, he doesn't spell it out, but Lafari, the Suffolk is, what's the nature of Nisach HaMayim on Sukkot, is it a carbon habob if neyatma? On Sukkot, you have to bring this carbon, that carbon, another carbon on Nisach HaMayim. Or you say, no, that on Sukkot, the carbon tamid had two Nisuchim, and it had a Nisach HaYayin and a Nisach HaMayim, both brought in conjunction with the carbon tamid. Why not Kemina? Big not Kemina. Let's say you don't have any animals, and you're unable to bring the carbon tamid today. If you don't bring the carbon tamid today, it doesn't make any sense to pour the Yayin. The Yayin is only in conjunction with the carbon tamid. Minchas min eskem ken gubba. If you don't bring the carbon, you don't bring the minchas, you don't bring the min eskem. But what about the nisach hamayim? Is that a carbon habobis neyasma? You have to bring it on sukkah. The pasuk that we learn in Asram is unisachecha. Unisachecha. And if the chem means double nisuchim, one nisach hamayim, one is nisach hayayim. But it doesn't mean that the get, doesn't mean that the getter adin is that nisach hamayim comes in conjunction with nisach hayayim, both together with the carbon tamid. It's part of the nisach of the carbon tamid, so it's not a, the nisach hayayin is not a carbon habob b'fnei atzmo, it's like yayin habob b'dlal azeno, but he's saying no, that's the drosha, that's the alfusa from the pasuk, but the getter adin is that it's a carbon habob b'fnei atzmo. The Brit Gerov has about this on an issue, the Gura Sari, Shani Sari has an estate on Tainis, on the first time, he has a discussion of this. What's the nature of the din? Can you bring nisach hamayin balaylo? Or can you bring it, let's say, the din is that if you bring a carbon today and you didn't have the opportunity to pour the wine on the Mizbeach today, the Gemara says, Minchas min eskem, afir lachar astar yamim. Even 10 days later you can bring the yayin that belongs to a week and a half ago. A year later, we forgot to bring the yayin a year ago on the carbon tumid, on a carbon sibur. So when we bring the wine today on behalf. So let's say we remember today that we forgot to do the nisach hamayim on the first day Chol Hamoed Sukkot. We brought the carbon tamid shel Shachar, we didn't bring the nisach hamayim. Can we pour the mayim today? The third day of Chodesh Nisan, can we pour the mayim today in order to be eitzel the din of Chol Hamoed Pesach? Can we pour the mayim of Chol Hamoed Pesach to be eitzel the din of nisach hamayim on the third day, first day Chol Hamoed Sukkot? If you hold that it's a din of nisach hamayim in conjunction with the carbon, so then you can even afilu al asar yamim later, even a year and a half later you can bring. But if it's a din that it's a carbon habob b'fnei atzmo, then it has to be brought dafka on Sukkot. You can't postpone it till some later day. Well, we have other nachkaminas. I heard him have a whole discussion about this. So, this is the subject of the minhag chinuch, whether you have to salt, funny subject, whether you have to salt the water that you pour on the mizbeach for the purpose of nisach hamayim. The Avnei Nezer was the was a Chassidish Rebbe, Tzachashav Rebbe. At the time that he was the Rebbe there, there was an older Rav, also Chassidish Rav, who was the son-in-law of the Nisibam, the Maharoch, the Avram Kohen, I think his name was. That's the Lushi Maharoch. So every so often he quotes something in the name of his father-in-law that the later Achrayim hold is highly questionable. He has wild things. Well, he was the only one who heard these crazy things from the Nisibam. He was a chassidishe. When he visited his father-in-law, so the chassidish wasn't a chassid. The chassidish was going to eat your brach, and the son-in-law didn't want to eat your brach. So the whole Pesach, the chassidish didn't want to cause him to violate his minhag, so he didn't give him any gebrach. That's how the story goes. And then the last day Pesach, even by the chassidim, they eat gebrach. So he gave him the last day. So when he left, he thanked his father-in-law for not putting him into the uncomfortable predicament of serving him gebrach, that he's going to have to figure out what he's going to do, if he's going to eat it or not. But he told him, there's a famous comment that they say over, that Hasidus told the son-in-law, Hasidishin, that the people who don't know what's good don't deserve to enjoy it. So you're a moron, you don't know that gebrach tastes delicious, and that's why you don't deserve to have it, that's why I didn't give it to you. Not that I didn't give it to you in order not to cause you to be in a predicament. So this Maharaj quotes all kinds of things from Shana. So one of the things that he quotes from him is a wild thing. He says, the Mesidus is dissolved that he can be ate to the mitzvah deraita and melichas karbonis by using salt. If you pour salt on a carbon, sugar, to use sugar is also good. The sugar is the same. So sometimes it's a different flavor, but basically it's all the same. Sugar and salt is all the same. So the Abinezi quotes this, and he says that he doubts whether it's correct. Doesn't believe that he's not. That's about all they have in common. They're both one, huh? Tell the Gazak and Achrayim on Yeridei, there's a discussion when you salt meat in order to remove the blood, which has absolutely nothing to do with salting carbonic minto. It has nothing to do with salting carbonic. The purpose of salting the carbonic is not in order to take out the blood. said, Nachrayim on Yerudei, the Avishtagla, whether you can remove the blood by salting the meat with sugar. There's the same whole discussion about that, whether sugar will have the same properties as salt, will it draw out the blood. But to say that he writes in the Lisa Shalbanis for using sugar is a very pelagic Ezah. The Rao has in the state of Derek Abayis. The Rashbo wrote a state of Torah Abayis, where he has all the dinam of Shchita, in Tarubis, in Basim Becholo, in Malicha, the whole Yerudea, based on all two Yerudea, is patterned after the Rashbo's Torah Abayis. It's not patterned after the Rambam. Like the Choshe Mishpat is patterned also, not patterned after the Rambam, it's patterned after the Sefer HaTrumos, written by the Talmud of the Ramban. So through the Yerudei, the two Yerudei is patterned after the Rashbo case of Teres Abayis. On the Teres Abayis, the Rashbo's Tavus, the Ra'or, a Baron Levi, wrote her Oris on the side, where he disagrees a lot of times with the Rashbo. That's called the Derek Abayis. So when they speak about Melicha, and they speak about salting meat in order to take out the dam, so the Rashbo quotes the Gemara that mentions something about salting carbonates, and it's not salting carbonates. And that it's not related, it's not identical. The Gemara talks about how long you have to salt it and how much salt you put in. So the Ra'or writes a comment here that the requirement for Malicha by carbonates is not limited after to the Chelek HaNikter Agabi HaMizbeach. It even applies to the Chelek HaNechal LeKoyhanim. That the Shiori HaMincho, not only the Komets, which is Korba Gavi Mizbeach, the Shiori HaMincho, which is eaten by the Kohanim, also requires Malicha, because the Gemara says, by Kotshe Kotshim, there's a din of Kohanim Echlam and Balim is Kaptim. So when the Kohanim eat, that requires, that accomplishes the Kapora on behalf of the Bala Korba. So it's as if the Achilas HaKohanim were in a certain sense, Haktora Agavi HaMizbeach. That's why the Kohanim have to eat it, only Zichrei Kohuna, only in the Azora. Only in the Azora, only Zichrei Kohuna, it's like an Avodah. A Bas Kohen is permitted to eat Truma, but she's not permitted to eat Kotche Kotche. Because Achilas Kotche Kotche is like an Avodah. There has to be one opinion in the person says it has to be done Bamida. They have to eat the Kohen, they have to eat the Shiori and Menachas and the Chatzis and the Yoshim Bamida in the Azora. They're not allowed to sit down. The other opinion is no, it doesn't make any sense. That the Gemara has it. The Avodah has to be done Bamida, but the Achilas Shiori Menachas and Achilas Kotche Kotche should be done without the Yeshiva. And we learn out from a pasuk that it should be lemashcha. All the matan tumah should be given to the kohen. Lemashcha, the gemara darshin is lebedu, but there sham lachem alchem. That the kohen should eat it the same way a king would eat his delicious meal. They should eat it shli becharu. They should broil it. They shouldn't stam eat it raw or anything. They should broil it in a kavadika fashion, and they should eat it with mustard. It should taste very good. They enjoy mustard, they enjoy it broiled. They have to prepare it in a very fancy, in a very delicious fashion. Who ever heard that Malachim eat the meal standing up? The one opinion in the Tesis, in the Shlomo Melech quotes, the two opinions in the Balei HaTesis. One opinion in the Tesis is they have to eat a Dafke Bamida, it's like an Avodah, it's like Haftar. The other opinion in the Tesis is no, Dafke the Yeshiva, otherwise dwelt on the Mashka Lugdula, the Dafsham Malachim Malachim.
Regarding the
amusement
of sugar
instead of salt,
didn't
you say
last week that
the Rosh Hashanah is called Rosh Hashanah? Story of Rosh, right. If the sugar comes. If it comes from a Rashi writes that Rashi includes three Lachon Sikhas three. And some he means that you get the sugar from some other source, other than a three.
This sugar
made
from fruits and the sugar
cane. Both are three, you know? Not a three. The Rambam discusses eating those sugar canes. What Rabbi is saying, whether it's in glory to your oath, in glory to your Abram, or in Akal, all Shiloh. I want Rabbi Yisrael, but it's also, according to one opinion, it's also a tree. I don't know. Tell
me. I'm sure the follow-up comes out of the session that has to be by me, that he wants to eat, I need to eat,
he also needs.
The idea would be right to him.
I don't think so. I don't think so. No. There is a question exactly what that means when we say Kohanim are from the Baal Miskap, and what if the Kohanim don't eat it? They have the korban laying around and they don't eat it. They didn't eat the Shiori Aminichon. They didn't eat the Bistar Achatos and the Bistar Rosh. So the Gemara in Yibamis around that Peites and Menara, but that started out, there were two Girsas in the Gemara, whether this is Ma'akiv or not. The Girsa that we have is that it's not Ma'akiv. So just like Haftorah Seymurim is not Ma'akiv, so to Achilas Kohanim is not Ma'akiv. But there's another Girsa in the Gemara. That the Rashba quotes from the Gaonim that if the Kohanim don't eat the Shiori HaMincha, they don't eat the leftover, the Besar HaChatos and the Besar HaRosham, The Bailam are not Yotze the Mitzvah. If the Basa was Nitmo, so you're not permitted to eat it. Though the Basa was never got lost and you're not able to eat it, so obviously the Achilas HaBasa would not be Meikul, would not be Meyakid. But if the Desar HaKorban was Loi Nitmo, and it's Loi Never, and the Bailam just failed to fulfill the Mitzvah of Achila, so then there's one Gers in the Gemara in Yevamos in Perek Huisha Rabba, that the Bala Korban is not Yotze the Korban Minchah, the Korban Chatzos and the Korban Ashen. You have to bring another Korban all over again. A wild sheep to the Pashto say that it's not so. That does not require Malika. No, he only says the Chelak HaKohanim needs Malika because it's like Kohanim Oichel and the Bailam Miskafim, it's parallel to a the Torah Agabi HaMizdeh, the form of HaKohanim. But in the Chelak HaBailam there is no requirement. Mara speaks a lot. Chatos and an Asham and the only Kochi Kochim, which are Nechav as Zichar Kunis, and then the Ra'or has a Chiddush that you need Melisa. Nechav Abaylim. Right, but that is no requirement for Melisa, that's for sure. Right, right. Then there's no requirement for Melisa. Only what Korev Agabi Hamizdeah, or the Ra'or is Mechadesh, it's a great Chiddush, that even what's Nechav by the Zichar Kunis also needs. Because that's like an avoidance. There is a din of davar avoidus. The Gemara speaks in different places of the davar avoidus adam that are ma'akeh. The Pashto says that anything after the davar avoidus, the haftorah teimurim is not ma'akeh, even though haftorah is an avoidah. You need a coin. But the Gemara speaks about the davar avoidus adam that are li'kuva. What are the davar avoidus adam? The shchita kabbalah halacha zviti. You can make pigul. If the coin has a machsheves pigul, to eat it or to be makhed, to put food manoi, that makes people if it's the machshav is at the moment of any one of these davar avodas. The shchita kabbalah halacha zvika. The shchita the Gemara says the shchita lav avodah. But even a non-kohen is permitted to do shchita. It's not an avodah. How can Gemara say it's not an avodah if it's considered one of the avodas adam? It is an avodah. It's not an avodah. A very unclear issue. The Tosfos has different interpretations. The Menachos are paying an aleph, and the Zvachim also the Tosfos is in a yuma. What do you mean that shchita lav avodah is? One shot in Tosfos says doesn't mean that shchita lav avodah. Avodah shchita is one of the davar avodas adam. Of course it's an avodah. What it means is that shchita is not unique to karbonis. Kabbalah aloha zvik is only by karbonis. Shchita is a din. All bein, the big shchita. If you want to eat it, if you want to be makar b'agavi on the mizbeach, there's a din of mashkis omen on mutar lisa. You can't put shchita food on top of the mizbeach. So of course you have to shech. The shchita is an avodah. But since it's shared in common with all behemoth chulin, and it's not unique to a korban, so that's what the Imam meant to say, that it's lav avodah. In that sense, it's not an avodah because it's not unique to the korbanos, and therefore you don't need a kohen to do the shchita. It's authentic, and I say, what do you mean? It's shared in common with the other, with behemoth chulin. The shchita's kochim and shchita's chulin are the same thing. That is not the same. The Gemara says in the Sasek, the kochim is suva. A mesasik b'shchitas kachin, b'shchitas tefsula. And a mesasik b'shchitas tefsula is kachin. Mesasik means that he threw a knife and he didn't have intention. He had intention of the knife landing at a target on the wall. And it happened that a bird flew by and it accomplished the good shchitas kachin. So the Gemara says that that's good. It happened that a behemoth walked by. The Gemara talks about a bird flying by. Even if a behemoth walks by, that's a shchitas is good. He doesn't have to have kavanah l'shem shchitas. But in Kachim, that would be called Nesasik. That's not good. And even if he had Kavanah to do Shchit and he didn't realize that this was a carbon, he thought that it was a Behemoth Kulin, that's also no good. That's Nesasik, the Shchit as Kachim, that is Psuva. So the Sfasem is Tainis, but don't you see the Farish, that Shchit as Kachim is different. Number one, Nesasik is Psuva. Number two, you need it to Sharif to come to some Mishan. There's different opinions in Mishan whether a Klisharif is required for Shchit. How can you say that Shchit as Kachim, Shchit as Kulin is the same? The time of Klisharis, that's a machlekes harishayim. Other Rishayim hold that Klisharis is not needed at all. Two opinions in Tosfos. The first Tosfos in Ezel Mekoyman. Whether you need the Sakin Shashita should be a Klisharis. What about the other time? That's what the Tevish Yigimot. That Mesasik v'shchitas kochim. Rather by Mesasik v'shchitas kochim, there was a big machlekes between Achayim Oizel and Achazoyin Ish. Whether the din of Mesasik pasulim by Shchita is only limited to Shchita, applies to all the davar avodas adam. Kadmonish quoted on the Purush of Ramban and Mochamis and Rosh Hashanah, but the Ramban interprets that Gemara, the needle in a haystack. A line, one line in the Ramban and Mochamis, a needle in a gigantic haystack. one line in the Rabban of Mohammed and Rosh Hashanah, the Sugya Nitzan Tzichas Kavona, where he writes that Mitzatzik is part of the Shlita's Kotchim because Nitzan Tzichas Kavona, and he assumes that it applies to all the Avodas. To all Avodas Adam, not only to Shlita. So the Taina of the Sfasemis is that he was assuming that the Din of Mitzatzik is only a Din in Shlita. He tried to prove that Shlita's Kotchim is different from Shlita's Kotchim based on Mitzatzik. It's not such a posh to prove. If you hold that Misasik is a psul and all the avoiders, it's not that the Shkita's culture is different, there's something unique about it that distinguishes it from Shkita's culture. The one of the things to say that the different dinam is the Ramban HaChumash. The Ramban comments on the Pasuk of Zavachta, Kasher Tzvi Sicho, that's the Pasuk of Shkita's Bistar Taibu. It says, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, Kiyuchah Kim Chamokam, if you live far away from the Zambigdush and it would be too difficult to bring Korban Shlom Volchan in order to eat Pasa, when they went to Midbar and they had the Mishkan right there and everybody was talking about Moed, so whoever wanted one time a house, whoever wanted to eat meat, should bring a korban and eat the meat. They weren't permitted to have Bisar Taiva. They thought one time a house and cool them in the first term. Only when they came into Eretz Yisrael and then they were traveling all over the place and people lived far away from Yerushalayim, then the Torah permitted them to eat Bisar Taiva. So the Pasuk says, Zavachta kasher tzvi sicho. What does that mean, kasher tzvi sicho? So the Gemara says, this pasuk indicates that there was a Torah Shabbat Peret, there was a Masorah, exactly how you should chef behemoth. You should chef as I commanded you. What did he command? So the Gemara says that this is an allusion to the Chumash of Chashkita, Shia, Drasa, Chalada, Avram, Aliv. So the Ramban HaChumash writes that to Drasha. But Pshut HaShem Mikve, he thinks, means the Zavachta, you should chef Chulen, Kashet, to Yitzich, and the Gabi Kotshin. I already gave you a Din of Shkita's Kotshin. And now I give you a new din of Shchitas Chulin, which is slightly similar, which is a lot similar to Shchitas Kotchim, but not identical. Kasher Tzivisicha, as similar to the way I commanded you by Kotchim, so likewise is a din of Shchitas Chulin, but it's not identical. And they're really two different dinim of Shchitas Kotchim. If one should assume like that, that the two different dinim of Shchitas Kotchim, in the way the Sfasem is telling us, that Shchitas Kotchim is starting as possible in the Shchitas, not because you can avoid it, even by Kabbalah, Rebach, and Rikit, by all avoiders, Misasik would be possible. If you assume like the Sfasem, it's like Rav Chaim Oizel, and the Sasik is only Psul and Shchitik, because Shchitas Kotchim is a different din from Shchitas Kulin, the Rav Soloveitch would also assume like that. So what would be the din by Shchitas Psul Yamud Goshen? You have a Korban Shehumam Vinigde. You have a Korban that gets the Mum, you have to be Poydet in order to be permitted to Shech the Chutz Lazor. Or if it's a Chor Meister, and it gets the Mum, then you don't have to be Poydet, and you're permitted to Shech the Chutz Lazor without the act of Pidyon. What kind of a shchita would that require? Would that require a shchita like chulin? Or do you say no? Since the korban shehuma v'nivde still has dinim, tizbach v'magiza, bach v'lechol v'chal v'loy lechol, therefore still has limitations. So the Gemara in the first parak in Kiddushim seems to imply that it still maintains its Kiddusha, still retains Kiddusha's korban on it. So perhaps one could say, but it's just that you have a heka shchita chutz lazor, there's no way to shchuta chutz. Maybe since it still retains its Kedusha's carbon on it, the Gemara says if you'll do Gizav Avoida, we'll say Ahadjuli Surukam, it says it points out. If you do Gizav Avoida, you'll be like it. It's still considered a carbon, even after Human Benibda. So maybe I should say that it requires a Shchita, the Zavachto, how does it say? Tizbach Yachalta Bosor, maybe the Tizbach there is the Torah Shchita's Kotch, not the Torah Shchita's Human. So let's say somebody will shech the carbon by throwing a knife and it will accidentally accomplish shchita on the behemoth. Maybe it'll be no good. But let's say he'll shech it thinking that it's a behemoth chulin, and it really was a behemoth psuli hamakdosh. Maybe it'll be no good. That's what Rav Reichik said and named his father. So Rav Reichik thought that shchita psuli hamakdosh has to be the Torah shchita's kosher. It has to be a special din. It's not the regular din of shchita. Special din of shchita's kosher. So I'm through the Gemara to see if it comes. A member of a Gerelik once had Tainitz. He told Rav Soloveitchik a whole bunch of rides that it's not so. A rise from the Gemara that it seems to be not. Said Rabero Soloveitchik, Rabero Soloveitchik's son, Rabero Soloveitchik, Rana Rocha, has said over this in the name of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, Rabbi Yeshiva Neretz Yisrael. And he explained things based on this. And then Rabbi Gerelik's sons, who were learning that Rabero, I sent him a letter and they had a whole bunch of kashas that all the Tamidim had against them. They resist and Rav Yashides all the way to call the kasha. It seems to be against many Gimel. Good question. So one opinion in Taisus is that when Moshe Shchita Lava Veda, he doesn't really mean Lava Veda. Of course it's an Avoida. Shchita is a return Avoida. What it means is that it's shared in common with them as Pulvan, so therefore a Zar can do the Shechita. Very strange comment. Another opinion in Taisus is a Shechita Lala Avodah. He means that whenever a Kohen does the Avodah HaKrabonis, Kabbalah HaLoha Zrika, we did more learn that from Sukkim, the second paragraph of Zerachim, that the Kohen has to be in the Azor. The Kohen can't stay in Chutzla Azor. But Shechita, the Gemara says, the one who Shech may stay in Chutzla Azor. How can he Shech to be staying in Chutzla Azor? The Gemara says, the second Aruf will hold a long night. The Gemara even says in the beginning of Kulam Dab Gimel, we can even be Tomei. We can even be Tomei. Shech, the Sak and Orach, says it's going to be a very, very long night. Has to be 100 Amos or so long. How can he pass the Shech? Okay. The Gemara talks about theoretically such a possibility. A Tomei staying in Kutz Lazara, Shech can get carbon in the Azara by a long distance, by a Sak and Orach Neod. A very long night. The Taisha says that's what it means. The Gemara says, well, Hatzil, we don't allow it because Shema Yigab Abbasar. Shema Yigab Abbasar. Then they say, Shema Yigab Abbasar. It's going to be a stopping that's so long, how he's not going to come anywhere near the Abbasar. Let's say this Kasha on that Gemara. How can you say, well, Hatzil, it's forbidden? For Tommy to Shech, Shema Yigab Abbasar, it's impossible to be a Yigab Abbasar. It's such a stopping order from you. All people on the first Abbasar. The knife should become Tommy from the. From the person, and then the baby should become family. That's a good kasha. Yeah, that's a good kasha. I think Taisha from Hashem is that kasha also. So they say it must be talking about a knife that's not metabotuma. That could be a knife that's not metabotuma. Shute kleye. Like the spoon in a victory cup. That's a flat wooden utensil, if it doesn't have any toe. If you have a spoon that has a toe, so it's metabotuma. But if it's a flat piece of flat utensil, if it's metal, then it isn't tabazon. Should the clay matechas? Matechas is posh, it's flat, it isn't tabazon. But if it should be clay, then it's not a tabazon. So it must be that the knife will be a wooden knife. And so how can it be a wooden knife? It has to be a klisharis, and a klisharis can make from wood. That's a right that it doesn't have to be a klisharis. A right against our rishon. The place is in Chulin because of that machleg is that they have there in the first place is in a Zelma Kana. No, that's the machleg is whether Klesharis, you permitted to make Klesharis from wood or not. And we talk to no. Not only is it no good if it's from Klesharis, it's even no good if it's from Mace. It has to be Dasta from Atefe. If it's a kushar, let's get stuck in. If it's a kushar, it's supposed to be all metal. Kushar is supposed to be all metal. The only question is whether the knife, the sack mishal shchita, has to be a kushar or not. There are three opinions. The Rambam has a hatzir, it should be a kushar, but the evidence is good even if it's not. And Taisa doesn't have a hatzir with the evidence. Taisa says one day it has to be a kushar, another day it does not have to be a kushar. Yes, no, maybe. Three sheets. Yes, no, the hatzir with the evidence. Three sheets with the
evidence. You have
a chatzitza
on the knife.
Would
you have a
lot of chatzitza
on the knife?
The Gemara has a din. You can't have chatzitza between the Yad HaTayin and the Kriya. Some of that would depend on whether you require a klisharis for shita. You don't need a klisharis. Some of them don't need a chatzitza. The Tosis has a different interpretation as to what it means shchita lav avodah. The other interpretation is that by all other avodahs, by Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, we require that the Kohen who does the avodah has to be in the Azara based on Sukkim. A shchita also based on Sukkim, we assume that one who does the shchita can easily stand in Chutz L'Azara. That's what Tosis says, if you can stand in Chutz L'Azara, that's a Halacha Brura, that's a Rai Brura, that you don't need a Kohen. Because if you need a Kohen, then you need to ask a Kedushas Kunish of Amigdosh. There are two dinim of Kedushas Kunish. We've said a few times. There's Kedushas Kunish of Amigdosh and Kedushas Kunish of Igvulin. The Kedushas Kunish of Amigdosh is only completed if number one, the Kohen is standing in the Amigdosh and standing in the Azar. Number two is wearing Big Dekuna. He's not changing the name Alain, name Kunasam Alain. He doesn't have the special status with Kedushas Kunish of Amigdosh. He only has the level of Kedushas Kunish of Igvulin that he's not permitted to marry a Grushan. He can Duchen and so on. He eats Truman and so on. But in order to do Avodah HaKorbanos, he has to have that higher level of Kedushas Kunish of Amigdosh. If you tell me, based on the Pesukim, the name of the Shechita doesn't even have to stand in the Azara, so obviously he doesn't have to be a Kohen. So that's how I know that Azara is also. That's the other Pshat that I see. When we say that a Shechita Ksher is Azara, is that B'liyevet or is that even a Hatzil? So that seems to be perhaps a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in Sofa. Mishnah says in Sofa that he took. When you have a sofa, they have to bring the husband has to pay for a mincha sofa. when you bring a carbon mincha, you have to make a kiddush kli. Before you do by melachas and the stuff and by mincha and by yayin and esos, before you do kiddush kli, before you put the flour and the wine into a kli shareis, it only has a kedusha al damim lamizbech. It doesn't have a kedusha al guf lamizbech. It cannot be. It can be nifta. It can be nifta. If it becomes nifta, you can be poivet. After you put it in a kli shareis, then it gets a kedusha al guf lamizbech, and it cannot be nifta. So the Mishnah says that they had to take the mincha that the husband paid for on behalf of his wife, and minchas kenolis, minchas sota, and he had to put it into his lisharis to be the kaddish, to give it to Kiddush Kli. The Mishnah says he did it. Who did it? Who did he? It doesn't say who's doing it. The Rashi says the husband does it. Since he's the Bala Karban, he paid for the Karban mincha, so the Bala Karban has to put into the Kli. And Tesis disagrees, Tesis talks to Yishami, not that the husband does it, but rather the Kohen does it. So even though the din is the Kiddush Kli, but the Yeveh is can be done by a zar, but Taisa is called Kirushami. L'chatchila should be done by a kohen, shouldn't be done l'chatchila by a zar. Rashi holds no. Rashi seems told that l'chatchila should be done dafka by the Bala Korban, not by a zar. Why dafka by the Bala Korban? So there the Nesiv has a comment. He says that Rashi holds that just like Shechita Ksher the zar, but l'chatchila the Shechita should be done by the Bala Korban. Where does it say that? The Gemara in Tochum Dav Zayin on the day. The Gemara says, you say a bracha alas, you say a bracha lid. You say a bracha tamis. The bracha, the Gemara says, well, you say a bracha, alas shchita, the shefta behema. You can't say lishko tesa behema. You're not mechuyif to eat meat, you're not mechuyif to shefta behema. You can't say lishko. Kedushan mitzvah bono, lishko. You have to say alas shchita. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzvah regarding shchita. You can't say lishko. The Gemara says, what about shchita's kachem that you're obligated to shef? That the Bala Korban is obligated to shef? So the simple Lashon HaGemara implies that by all Korbanos, you say the Bala Korban really should shef the Korban mitzvah. That's the Lashon HaGemara. Some Akron and Taina know that it's only by Pesach, not by Shach Kodshim. By Shach Kodshim, there isn't even a L'chatchila on the Bala Korban that he should shef. Anybody can do it. Only by Pesach, there's a requirement that he should do it. And other Akron say, no, that by all Korbanos, the L'chatchila is that the Bala Korban should do the shef. And then Hasbarach, Barabarach Karinka has this machlokes with him. Shua and others, he brings the riots back and forth from Mishnayis and Shkolim and other places. But within the Hatchila, there's a Bala Karban Shashat. So then it says in the Sefer on Soita, on the Afiyat Testament Aleph, on the beginning of that third parak in Soita, where the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos appears, that the Kiddush Kli by a Mincha should be done with Hatchila by the Bala Karban, it can be done, or it should be done with Hatchila by the Kohen. He claims that there's a Pasuk in the quotes a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. It says that all the people were tummy when they brought a carbon pesach, and that's why the Levim did the shechita of the carbon pesach. That's the mashmaos pasuk. So it would appear that if not for the fact that the Bali HaKorban were tummy, the Levim would not have done the shechita, the Bala Korban would have done the shechita himself. Yes. No, the pesach above the tumah. All the people were tummy, the pesach above the tumah. So the Levim did the shechita on their behalf. They claim from that pasuk is mashma. That it's not for the fact that all the people, the Bali HaKorban Matameh, the Bailin themselves would have done the Shechita, as the Gemara appears to say in Tochim Dav Zayin, that the Shechita should be done by the Bali HaKorban in the Din, it's about Yosef and the Shlucha. If he asks someone else to do it, it's based on Shlucha Shlomim Kemoisa. The Gemara says, the Shachtah, the Kalkala, that's Kalbin Abroin, the Kansha Shlucha Shlomim Kemoisa. So see from that Gemara that it's a mitzvah of HaTchila, that the Bala Korban should do the Shechita. This is what you have to make sure. That's the Dion, but it's only by Korban Pesach, because that part of the Shechita is only by Korban Pesach. And the other Rachayim say, no, by all Korban, it's the Mitzvah of HaTchila, that the Bala Korban should share. It claims that Rashi holds that these two are sort of parallel, that the Shechita by Korban is parallel to Kiddush Kli by the Mincha. Why? Because the Stakim is Mekadesh, the Shechita adds it to Tosefes Kedusha, and the Kiddush Kli by the Mincha also gives it a Tosefes Kedusha. It's by far not an exact parallel. It's a different Tosefes Kedusha. The Kiddush Kli by the Korban Mincha elevates it from the level of Kedushas Damim Mamizbeach to the level of Kedushas Aguf Mamizbeach. By the Korban Behemo, once you have a Kiddush Peh, once the Bala Korban says, Harei Zeh Shlomim, Harei Zeh Chatas, Harei Zeh Oshem, Harei Zeh Oilo, Harei Zeh Tefach, whatever he says, and right away gets the Kedushas Aguf Mamizbeach. The Tzaken is Mekadesh, gives it a, elevates it even further. Is it a Kedushas Korban? Not only Kedushas Aguf Mamizbeach, it's a higher level, mainly a Kedushas Korban. But he compares it in the sense that whenever you're manik Kedusha to the Korban, whether you're elevating it from Kedushas Damim Mamizbeach to Kedushas Aguf Mamizbeach, or from Kedushas Aguf Mamizbeach to Kedushas Korban, if it's possible for the Bala Korban to do it, so it's preferable that he should do it. He should be the Kedush. If it's done by someone else, it would be good for the other. But the Hatchili says that Rashi, she thinks that should be done by the Bala Korban. Yeah. פסח עבוד את שונה, זה הייתי מחלב את זה, אני שואל.
You
don't need an oath to walk into the Azor. If I was permitted to walk into the Azor, in order to fulfill this mitzvah, yes, in the Shlucha, you can appoint the Shliach that's considered Shlucha Shalom Shemarka, but he did do the Shlucha. Then he'll be lacking mitzvah bar yosef mishkan. Tommy wouldn't allow Tommy to enter the Beit Hamikdash just to fulfill the mitzvah bar yosef mishkan.
Well,
doesn't mean that there's no shlichus on mitzvah.
And if the yosef
of the shlichus is not, would not be very much. Some are not. Some are not the Tomei's
mitzvah of the Tomei's. I think it's the case for Tomei, the Gila one, wanted Makhdash and Tomei to be the yosef of the shlichus greater. Oh, by form, that he said that Tomei's mitzvah was greater than Tomei's mitzvah, but he used to read the Gila and the special period of Tomei.
Why couldn't he be the issue? I don't know. Some Achronim quote the Zohar. I never looked it up. They quote the Zohar that lechatchil is improper that the kohen should sheft the animal. For shefting animals will tend to develop a midas hachzorius in the one who does the shechita. I don't know if that fact is true. You know shochtim who amin? Or they saw, I don't know. That's what the Zohar is.
What
is born in Malcolm Mala?
Or it'll be a murderer.
Yeah, it means if he's born in Malcolm Mala, so he will shed blood. So he'll either be this, that, the other thing, or the other. It doesn't necessarily mean that his personality will be the same.
So the Zohar says it should be done desire.
Why? Because the Kohanim are supposed to be those who do the Hakrovat HaKarbon, those who are teaching. The Kohanim are supposed to teach Torah to Bnei Yisrael, so they should be more sensitive people. And if they will be attuned to shechting, they will become Achzorik. There are other things also that Akshev is bizarre. There are other things also. Let's say Hefshid Bini Tua. I'll be parched as his crush of desire. The Mishnah and Yuma describes the Talmud that was brought every day. Mishnah and Talmud describes the Mishnah and Yuma. So it says the Shechita was done by Kohanim. It says here against the Zohar that the Shechita was done by Kohanim. And the Miri is Akasha. Why would the Shechita, they had a pious, who's going to shef the bain? What do you mean? Me some folks. Well, why did only the Kohanim have the pious? And what if a non-Kohen walks in and he wants to do the Shechita? Shechita's chair is that? So the Miri is Akasha. So once a professor here many years ago, he said that the Lord changed. That originally the din was that Shechita was full of desire. And they changed the generation to the such as the No hypothesis. So the Miri has Akash and the Mishnah. Why did only the Kohanim make the pious? Why couldn't the Yisrael be involved in the drawing lots and the pious as to who should have this Kusa Dushrit? So the Miri claims that by Kochi Kochi they instituted a Kumra. They only allowed Kohanim to do the Shrit. By Kochi Mekalim they allowed, even though Mikra didn't Zach and Shech anything, he says I think that by Kochi Kochi or by Kabbalah Tzibra, one or the other, he says they instituted a Kumra only to allow Kohanim to do it. But to consider that a chumra, that's against the Zohar. The Zohar says that it's improper to have a claim to the Shechita. The Mishnah describes that that's the way it always was. But every day they had Kohanim do the Shechita on the Meet him in Abu Musar. I don't remember that enough. I don't remember at all. But the Epshin Nituach on Karbonis Tzibul is also done by the Kohanim. Epshin Nituach on a private carbon, that can be done by a Zayin. That's the question. Can it be done by a Zayin?
Not necessarily from that carbon plan. I'm talking about the general thing. It was not all the same. Maybe it's a question of what we must have to be here in the first place.
Hold on. Hold on. There are other mitzvahs that were done in the Beis HaMikdash also that don't have to be done by a kohen. Let's say Tzikov Lila can also be done by a Zak. It's not an Avodah. The Gemara therefore has a machlokes in Menachos, Daf Tes, and Aleph, a machlokes of Yechon and Shlokish, whether Tzikov Lila done chutz la'azara would be good. The halacha that Avodahs have to be done in the Azara, is that limited Dafka to an Avodah? What if it's a mitzvah in the Korban? It's a mitzvah that has to be done, but it's kosher bizar. So that's a halacha. Whatever's kosher bizar is a right, that it's not labeled as an Avodah. So mitzvahs that have to be done to the carbon, which are not avoided, do they have to be done in the Azorah or not? But that's the machlokes of Rabbi Yechon Mishloach. We pass like Rabbi Yechon, and that Blila chutz la'azorah is possible. So the Blila, since it's a mitzvah, has to be done dach in the Azorah. Places there is bothered with a kasha. If you hold like, if you would have held like Mishloach, the Gemara has a bright that you put on there. So Mishloach is wrong, far. But if you would have held like Mishloach, take this to kasha, and since Blila is k'sher bizar, therefore k'sher chutz la'azorah, why shouldn't you say the same wild idea by Shechita? Shechita is Ksher Bizar. They should say that Shechita is Ksher Chutz La'Azara. The Behemoth is Ksher Chutz La'Azara. So you see the Ferish and the Chumash that Rishlokish is wrong? Otherwise you say, no, that's the Ksher Bizar, only Shechita. That's what Taisus suggests. One Teres, maybe only Shechita is this. Or Taisus suggests, maybe Enoch and Ami. Maybe theoretically Shechita could be done Chutz La'Azara, but the second after Shechita, it's completed, you do the Kabbalah Sadam, and the dam will be Nitzvah B'yotzeh. If you do the Shechita Chutz La'Azara, the dam will be Nitzvah B'yotzeh. It doesn't necessarily always have to be so. Let's say you can have a behemoth where the whole behemoth is standing out of the Azara, and just the neck is in the Azara. And the Kohen will do the Shechita, and then the Kabbalah Sadam will be in the Azara. According to the one answer of Taisus, that would be good. According to the think that it's not true. According to the think that it's incorrect. The Ferish Gemara doesn't think, not after anything. The Ferish Gemara, the Akhavav, I think. Akhavav and Alakim is wrong, that is incorrect. That if the Behem even has its tail, it's the Gemara's Maskan, even if it has the tip of its tail, Chutz La'Azar, the Shashchit is no good. So I can tell you today that according to the Shlokish, unless you say that the Gemara goes La'Alokh, according to the Yechon, but according to the Shlokish, it would be good. The places claim that according to the Shlokish, one day in Texas, on Daf Tesam and Alakim and Alakim is over. According to the Shlokish, that Blila chutz la'azara is kashi, because Blila is not an Aveda, and whatever is not an Aveda doesn't have to be done in the Azara. If it wasn't on the Shechita, wouldn't have to be done in the Azara. And the only reason why it says in the Torah, Keseda, the Shechita has to be done in the Azara, is for different reasons. In order that the Kabbalah, which is an Aveda, will be able to be done by Azara Behesh. So that's what our friends say, that Taisus is wrong. The Gemara said the Ferish, when you do the Shechita, even the tail of the Behemah has to be in the Azara. When we say Shechita Lav Avodah, he's contradicted by the other Gemara that says Shechita is one of the Lav Avodahs. And what's the answer? Because the answer is by every Avodah there are two parts to it. It has to be an Avodah Mitzad, the Maisa HaGavra, and it has to be that the Chepter of the Karma had the Avodah done to it. But that's by Kabbalah HaLoch and Zvichi, you need the both aspects of Avodah. By Shechita we say Lav Avodah Mitzad, the Gavra. You don't require that a Kohen with big Nekunah standing in the Azor with Nekunah, the Gush, the Kunah, the Amigo, should do the Avodah of Shechita, but we still require that the carbon, the heft of the carbon, should have the avodah of Shechita done to it. So mitzad, the heft of the carbon, it does require an avodah of Shechita. Mitzad, the gaber ha'oivei, Shechita lav avodah. That's why Shechita lav avodah is the reason why Azara is kosher to do Shechita. But mitzad, the heft of the carbon does need Shechita. So that's how Rabbi Avolo says. Yitzika b'lila is k'sher chutz la'azara, according to the Shlokish. Why? Because Yitzika b'lila is mamish, not an avodah at all. It's not an avodah neither mitzad the kohen ha'ivi, mitzad the gavra, nor mitzad the chesed the korban. It's not called an avodah at all. It's a mitzvah. It's one of the mitzvahs, like hepshit and ituach has to be done. Hashena came shchita is lav avodah mitzad the government mitzad the hepshit. It is an avodah. Therefore, avodah the government has to be kula b'azav. That's how he suggests the teres and teisus kash. The other avodahs are mamish avodahs. People make a mistake. The din of kabbalah and halacha is not just a hefetimtzi. You have to get the dam and a kli, and then you have to bring it to the mizbech in order to be able to deserve it. The kabbalah and the avodah, the Mishnah has in many places, in Sochem and in Zochem, and in Gemara, many Gemara. Let's say you shech the carbon and the dam splashes on the floor, and then you pick it up with a cup from the floor. Gemara says no good. That's possible. You have to have a kabbalah for a dam and a kli sharit. If you're in the kabbalah dam and a kli sharit, and then you dropped it on the floor, then you can pick it up again in the kli and do the halacha and do the drinking. But if you never did Kabbalah Adam in the kli, it's no good. Look, Kabbalah Adam has to be done by a min. The koyin, you have to have a koyin kosher, not a bamum, who stands in the azor and in the Kabbalah Adam, holding the klisharit in his right hand. He does Kabbalah the small. The machlegis hatanam, we pass him that it's possible. People, the small is possible. It's an avodah. Kabbalah Adam is an avodah. Same thing for halacha. Halacha is not some hechitim in order to get the dam to the mizbeach.
And it's
all to be done with his right hand.
So he has some
of the stones by him,
and
how
did he
do
it
just being right here? Drika? He takes the queen, he spills the dana.
Can you just say that
the
Rashi
says that he used to use the Mizrach Kodesh? Right, the Mizrach is the queen. He takes the queen. The Mizrach itself is the Kabbalah Dhamma in Israel, and then Mizrach, and then the only problem. On Shabbos, you have to have matanet. The matanet is required. He takes the cleat from the right hand, puts it in the left hand, and then he sticks his etzkoin. Etzkoin from the yadimen. And then he does the zrika on his death. That's only that problem on Shabbos. The other problem is don't need matanet. They just take the cleat in the right hand, and you splash it on his death. Still, on his death. Some has zrika, some has shvicha, some has matanet. The different forms of exactly how you're supposed to do the zrika sadat. Halacha is also, halacha is not some hechatim tzibyama to get the dam to the mizbech. It's a din of avodah. Let's say the kohen could have shechted the carbon right next to the mizbech and then the zork, and instead he shechted it far away and he walked with the dam. And as he was walking with the dam, that whole distance that he could have avoided it, if he would have shechted it closer, he has a machshavah tigel. He has a machshavah to eat the tzara carbon or to be zork or to be knocked to the emur, whatever, puts his man. So that's a machlegis hatanayim, the Mishnah, the end of the day, certain zorkin. He says that halacha, since it's an avodah she'efshal levatlo, since he could have dismissed it, the whole halacha, he could have done the shechita next to him, and that would have been a much shorter halacha. But that whole extra halacha that was really superfluous, you can't have a machshavas p'tul. We pass in against Rav Shimon, but even that extra halacha, also machshavas p'tul will pass. Halacha is definitely an avodah. Yeah, you have to do meat too. Stands on the mitzvah, and it does the mitzvah. The Gemara has a shaila whether halacha shaloga regular is good or not. Let's say in Sochem, the Gemara has a shaila. They had many Kohanim lined up, so somebody shechts the carbon, and then a coin is mekabel a dam, and he gives it to the next coin, next coin, gives it to the next coin, next coin, next coin. It could be that all the Kohanim are just standing there, no one even moves his foot at all. But they accomplish halacha sadam, shaloga regular, without moving their feet. The Gemara has a thought because halacha is not a regular good. Halacha means the Kohanim thought was that the dam reached the mizbeach in order to be zorakit by passing it to another coin, to the right hand, to another coin. Oh no, you have to have that the coin should walk with his feet a little bit, halacha the regular. So I'm clear in the Gemara what the maskar is, that the Rambam passing is no good. This is the thought of the Rambam passing, halacha should not be regular, it's stupid. You have to have that after halacha. It's not a half a tin. Halacha is mamish and avodah. Whole state of caution.
Travel when they're not remembered, whether it's Chazaboy, on the second white line. Then the Rajba back that he said, no, the Minig Olam is wrong. The Michot Hashenim Orevis, Ein Lul Memena L'Kamelus. Chomet Tvei. Karen and Kamelus is much more common than to Karen and Chot Hashenim Orevis. They're two different things. I'll give you a simple proof. A simple proof. Let's say you have a Chot there and you made an Erev. And then the Baktamatas was eaten up in the middle of Shams. Or the Gemara has an example. I have a backyard. My house is adjacent to my next door neighbor's house. So we have one big backyard. So, and he's Jewish and I'm Jewish. So neither of us is permitted to carry the backyard because my yard is open up into his yard is open into my yard. Let's call Nifat Lamakam Asala. Since I'm not allowed to carry into his yard, because his yard is his reshus, that's Steinberg's reshus, and this is Schechter's reshus, so you're not allowed to carry from one to the other. So you're not even allowed to carry in your own backyard because it's Nifat Lamakam Asala. What happens if in the beginning of Shabbat there was a fence in between his backyard and my backyard? So I was permitted to carry from my house into my backyard, he was allowed to carry from his house into his backyard. Then in the middle of Shabbos, the fence fell down in the backyard. So the Gemara in the end of Erevin on that side of Gimel, the Gemara says, Shabbos, hutro. But since in the beginning of Shabbos, I was permitted to carry in my backyard, I'd makam amechitza. And he was allowed to carry in his backyard, I'd makam amechitza. Even if in the middle of Shabbos the wall falls down, each one is still permitted to carry in his own backyard, because since in the beginning of Shabbos it was mutter, so it remains mutter to carry. So what if you'll have, to the Gemara asks, and what if you have the following case? I have a building in the middle of the street. So you're allowed to carry in the building. Then in the middle of Shabbos, someone takes dynamite and they explode the whole building. And now it's all leveled down and there's no more building. There's no wall. The wall came tumbling down. We marched around Yericho 7 times and the wall...